Imagine that you're in this, like a room that's perhaps, I don't know, 10 meters wide, and you wanted to say hey to somebody who just walked in the door. Hey! You just naturally raise your voice, right? And when you raise your voice, it's harder to have vocal fry. Now, imagine that person has come into the room. They're a bit closer. They're on the other side of a table from you. Hey! You can still make it clear, right? Because they're not really close to you. If they get here, for example, in your face, hey! There, vocal fry starts to seem normal, right? It seems like the appropriate place to reduce the volume of your voice, and that will actually bring it down. Therefore, less energy, more likely to have vocal fry. Now, if you were trying to keep it a secret and you really wanted to keep it to yourself, hey. It's a nice way to connect how your voice can be, well, clearer. Also louder, but it's more about the intention than it really is the volume. Hey! And one final little trick that might help you with this is to have a little bit of a smile. Somewhere between a smile and a kiss, like you're just about to purse, but you're actually kind of happy about it. Moving these muscles actually does something for your voice, and it helps the placement of your larynx to support the effect you're trying to get, which is to have the vocal folds tighter together. Hey, so maybe just with a bit more of a smile and sending the air forward to someone who's sitting a bit further away than they perhaps are, you won't be shouting at them, but you will be speaking more clearly.